Yeah, it's time to address the Buffalo Bills. Countdown to kickoff continues. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. If you're there on X, thanks for hanging out. We do this on a regular basis, especially now that we've entered football season. So a lot of fun planned for this upcoming football season. Hope you guys are hanging with us. We're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills in just a moment. But, Sam, we were talking about some college football games coming up this weekend. I do want to circle back to that because there's a lot of really good games coming up on Saturday and Sunday that we have not even addressed yet. So we'll get back to that coming up. But one of your guys reached out to you and told you that you could share, gave you the go-ahead, share a bet that he plans on making soon.
Yeah, they're going to bet Stony Brook. 308-931 Stony Brook. They're at San Diego State. If you've listened to this show, if you've followed me on other shows, I do the Chuckle Game on You Better You Bet with Costos. It used to be with Costos and Barkley. Now it's Costos and Femi. And we would always do that Friday Chuckle Game, and it would be a huge rotation number from an FCS game. And they were oftentimes setting up games on Saturday, but they wouldn't bet until Saturday. And those did really well and have done really well. And I think we're going to do it again this year. But Rick and the boys are going to play Stony Brook. Again, Stony Brook could get blown out in the game. I mean, they're playing San Diego State. I think you have to understand that. Like, this is not a lock or anything, and I'll never say anything is a lock. But these guys are going to bet Stony Brook. And the best number you can get now is 19.5. There are some 19 showing. I think the plan there, without knowing the plan, is to drive this down to, like, 17. So they're going to take anything north of that fat 17. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know that they're going to bet it. And I said, well, can I share it? And he said, of course. Now, you might get resistance you will get resistance at 17 if it gets there. Other people will lay 17. But he said, give Stony Brook plus 19.5. That is 10 o'clock tonight on the East Coast. Stony Brook plus the points. The Sea Wolves. Are you in? Are you following?
Yeah, I'm taking a look. All right, let me see where I can get it. BetMGM does not have it.
There's a couple. They do not have the FCS up, unfortunately. Okay.
Oh, Superbook did post. A few minutes ago, they did not have it up. Okay. Yeah, no, definitely a few. There's plenty of 19.5s out there. Plenty of them.
But I have no idea why. Don't ask me to handicap it because I haven't.
No, but I have nothing.
These guys, they like Stony Brook. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. So here we are, Thursday.
You don't
night,
think they're coming out the other side, Eastern, right?
I don't. I mean, Pinnacle's already 18.5.
Yeah.
So Pinnacle to a lot of people is sort of that compass. And if they're a point lower than market, that is worth paying attention to. Chris is 19, Circa is 19, but there are 19.5s readily available out there. So that's the play. When it loses by 30, I can't wait to talk about it tomorrow.
Thanks for sharing. Is it going to be on TV? Like, what's the situation?
If it's on ESPN Plus, I can't watch it anymore because I've canceled my subscription.
We are taking some hardline stances on the whole streaming scenario. just quickly, we'll get to it coming up. The Buffalo Bills. We talked about the Bills coming up anyways. But yeah, you might be following along on an app. But we'll get it figured out. But like you mentioned the other day, after we were Mountain West Network. I don't even know what that is. Good luck. Yeah, I was hearing from people like you do about, okay, I got this stick. I got this special website if you go to where you can get through all of it. Like, trust me. I was hearing from some of those after our conversation that we ended up having the other day. All right. Anyways, countdown to kickoff, Buffalo Bills. We hit on the Ravens earlier on in the show. We're going to bring our insider in, Mike Shope, coming up top of the hour, WGR in Buffalo, good friend of ours. And he's fantastic. Maybe we'll even squeeze in some fantasy football questions to him. But the Bills, 13-4 last year, number two seed. We know the story. With the Ravens, it's how are they going to lose it in the playoffs? With the Bills, it's how are they going to lose and how are they going to lose to the Chiefs? Like, are they ever going to beat the Chiefs? It's just not a matter of if, it's been a matter of when. But last regular season was phenomenal. Josh Allen ends up getting the MVP. Some argued that he should have gotten the year before. They go perfect at home. It was a terrific regular season. They pummel the Broncos 31-7 in the wild card round. They take care of the Ravens in the divisional round. It was just them not making mistakes. It was one penalty. Josh Allen didn't have a very productive day, but they didn't turn the ball over three times like the Ravens did. They were +3 in that department, so they end up winning. And then they play the Chiefs. This time they lose 32-29. They are co-favorites for the Super Bowl. They are co-favorites for the AFC title. They are large favorites for the division, which we've talked a lot this week, I'd say many weeks, about pairing the Bills to win the AFC East with another team. They have the highest win total in the NFL. They are the only team that is sitting at 12.5. And Sam, you declared on Monday morning that you have Bills fever.
I do. I bet them to win the Super Bowl. First time in my life. What could go wrong? A franchise that's never won a Super Bowl. That's the team getting my money. Oh, boy. I look at what they did defensively, and you had to make a couple of changes. You had to beef up that side of the ball, and they did it. They did it accordingly. They are attacking off seasons now like teams that are serious about winning a Super Bowl. To bring in Joey Bosa to play on the D-line is a huge deal for me. Huge deal. And he'll be reinvigorated here in Buffalo. Trey White, according to WGR in Buffalo, Trey White could be available for the opener. Now, that was an injury that happened a week or two ago, and there hasn't been a lot of reporting on it because the NFL doesn't have to report injuries. Like, you don't have to do that yet. But he has not been at practice, and there was a scare because Trey White has had some issues, some season-ending issues over the years. But according to this story from WGR, Bills GM Brandon Bean is not ruling White out for the season opener. So that's good. There were some concerns that he would be missing a lot of time. And if he doesn't play week one, I don't care. Like, as long as he's on the field when the games matter. They also just brought back Jordan Poyer. So that's another boon to the secondary. Because if they have to win, that's a problem. DeMar Hamlin stinks. I've said that for years. But we feel bad for DeMar Hamlin. So we treat him with kid gloves. He's not a starting safety in the NFL. And it doesn't look like that's going to be the case anymore because Poyer is now on the practice squad, and I think they're trying to elevate him forward. But most importantly, Joe, the offense is back. An elite offense last year. Top three in several advanced analytics and metrics. And, okay, they lost Amari Cooper. So what? Amari Cooper was, I don't want to say he washed.
He was a bust. Complete bust. I was dead wrong. I thought that was going to be a big ad. I liked the move at the time. He did nothing for that team. Nothing.
Yeah. So you're relying on elevated play, from Keon Coleman, who they really like at receiver. Shakir's great. Shakir's their best receiver. And then they brought in Joshua Palmer to sort of be that deep threat for them. He played with the Chargers, and now he's a Bill. Elijah Moore could be interesting in the slot. But the entire offensive line mostly returns. Josh Allen, I think, is the most valuable player in football to the point spread. And then James Cook. James Cook's here. So offensively, for a team that did basically whatever it wanted last regular season, is back. And you make those additions on defense. I love Joe Brady. I love Babich on D. Their coordinators are good. And I'm a believer in Sean McDermott. So this team has done everything right. They have addressed basically every weakness that they had from last season. And if they can finally get through Kansas City, they're 0-4. Josh Allen's 0-4 against Kansas City. Three of those losses are by one score in the playoffs. They're so close they can taste it, and I think this is the year they break through.
I love what they did with that line, too. They added depth pieces. All right, let's second round, third round, fourth round. Let's just keep adding defensive linemen. We need to get deeper there, and you talked about some of the moves that they make, including Joey Bosa there. That's the big one. Von Miller also pretty much a nothing. Like, there were certain games he would pop, but he was a disappointment based on the amount of money that they ended up giving him. So Yeah, McDermott probably got his way in this. Like, okay, guys, we're good offensively. Look at what we have with Josh Allen. And we re-sign James Cook, so there's no noise there. That thing's wrapped up. Everything goes through Shakur in the passing game, too. You got a couple of good tight ends. What's the weakness? We'll have to ask Shope. Like, what is he concerned about? I'm not do you have something that really stands out to you? Aside from beating the Chiefs in the playoffs, what is the Bills' weakness?
I don't know if it's a weakness, but I don't know that wide receiver is a strength. I think sure. It could be, potentially. But right now, I mean, they don't have a Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson. Does that make it a weakness, though? I don't know, because I think they're happy with what they have. Of course, you'd love to have a legit first-round fantasy receiver, but you just don't. They have, though, what they believe is the best quarterback in the league. And Shope and the Bulldog talk about this all the time. The last five off seasons, Josh Allen has picked something to hone in on and develop. And they've added something to his game every single off season. He's improved every single off season. So I think the belief there is that the quarterback will elevate everybody around him. They're not going to hit you, though, with, you know, guys that have 200-yard receiving games. That's not going to happen. But if they can spread the ball and balance the attack, if they can run it, then they're going to be able to pass it, and then you don't know what to stop. All right, do we stop the pass? Do we stop the run? Oh, here's our 6-7 quarterback now on a quarterback draw. If it's clicking, if the offense is working, I don't want to use the term unguardable because that's ridiculous. But it's as versatile an offense in the league. It's as versatile as anybody when it's on. And they believe in the play calling. They believe in the schematics. They believe in the quarterback.
What made you decide this is different? It's happening. They're finally going to take down the Chiefs or the Ravens or both, and they're going to be in the Super Bowl. That's why I want to bet this right now. What was the deciding factor?
They didn't sit pat. A lot of teams, I think, in this position would just say, no, we're good enough. We're going to run this back. We don't need anything else. We have everything we need in this room. They didn't admit that they needed help, but they went out and they got Joey Bosa, and they went out and they got Trey White and brought him back to town, and they're bringing in a guy like Poyer. I think your point about the draft is solid, too. I mean, you look at what they did on that defensive side of the ball. Not only the depth up front, but the depth at corner, the depth at safety. Now, they do have their number one pick. Hairston is on the shelf. That's the kid they took in the first round from Kentucky. So, you know, that's not ideal. You'd love to have your number one pick on the field right away. They were going to put him on the opposite side of Benford and roll those two out there. That's not going to happen, at least early in the season. But I think the way that they attack their defensive free agency moves and their defensive draft is what kind of got me there. There's a lot of depth on a team that maybe didn't have the defensive depth last year. It's so funny, though, because if you listen to WGR, they're like, oh, we're weak at safety. We need safeties. Not and I'm not. Looking at their 50. I'm looking at their 53-man roster saying this is one of the best in the league. Again, I said earlier, Baltimore 1A, Buffalo 1B. This roster is loaded, and you have Josh Allen at quarterback. That's how I got there.
This defense has the potential to be one of the top ones. Like, I'm looking at every level, and they're strong. Now you have contributors like Epinesa. He's listed as a backup currently on the depth chart. Like you mentioned, you don't like Hamlin. Well, he's a backup now. That's probably the role he should be in. But, like, they're just deeper everywhere. That's what I find interesting at the top of the AFC, the top of the Super Bowl odds. When you look at these three teams that we've talked about over the last 2 days, Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, all of them are decidedly better. We went over just now the areas where the Bills improved. Earlier, we talked about the Ravens, how they got better on the defensive side of the ball via the draft and free agency. And then yesterday, we were talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and how they ended up improving as well. So they're going to have more weapons on offense. And I think overall, the offensive line might be better, in a better spot than where they were last year due to the injuries. So all three of these teams trying to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC, they're not standing pat. They all improved. It's going to be fascinating to watch that coming up this season. All right, there was a lot of NFL news that went down yesterday. We failed to get to so far. We're going to address that on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.